Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Brad, since it's close to Christmas...
Like Christmas Eve Eve.
Yeah, I guess.
As of when this releases.
Isn't Christmas...
Ooh, it's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve, bud.
It's not even Christmas Eve Eve. It's Christmas. Dude, this is Christmas. We're here.
We are here.
We have arrived.
I thought it would be a good idea if we went through some of the things that we would like for Christmas from the Walt Disney Company Parks and Resorts Division.
Are we going to, like, because what I want is an unlimited park ticket with unlimited fast passes and... all the money to travel back and forth and all the food that I can eat and not to get fired from all of that.
I mean, if you want to say that, to each his own, and if you want to real shoot for the stars like that and use up one of your Christmas wishes, then that's your prerogative.
How many Christmas wishes do I get?
Two. No, but ooh, just one now.
Aww.
None. You get none because that one was too big and it counts for two.
Wait, are you telling me this is a signature wish experience?
Yes. Yeah, what you have done is a signature wish. That's going to be two wish credits. Two table service wishing credits.
Now I just have my snack wish credits.
Nah, bud, you get unlimited Christmas wishes because it's Christmas.
Okay, so since apparently I'm shooting a little bit too big, why don't you start out and... show me how it's done.
My first wish is new monorails. We talked about new monorails way back when we were talking about, like, Bombardier making the monorails. Yeah, the new Epcot line. Like, I would be super happy if they would just bring the Mark 7 monorails from Disneyland to Walt Disney World. I don't need a new design. I don't need a new anything. I just want the monorails from Disneyland at Walt Disney World.
If they made brand new Mark 6s, are they on Mark 6s? I can't ever keep these marks straight.
I thought the Disneyland ones were Mark 7, but maybe they're Mark 6.
Well, no. What I'm saying is if they made brand spanking new Walt Disney, like fresh, completely built, not refurbished, brand new, current version Walt Disney World monorails, would that even be acceptable? Just as long as it was a new monorail? Or do you want those sweet, sweet upgrades too?
I mean, I can't, like, from a logistic point of view, I can't see how that would be any better or any easier than just replacing them.
Oh,
like,
you know,
if you're gonna rebuild them. But yeah, I mean, I don't mind the design of them. They're fine. I mean, it's kind of a thing where, like, does the monorail, like, can it look old because it's kind of its own thing and there's not really that many monorails in the world? And so, like, the ones at Disneyland certainly look very futuristic, but I don't know if the Disney World ones look old necessarily because they're still pretty cool.
And see, I feel like as somebody who, you know what, I don't know when the monorails turned over, so somebody's going to tell me that I was... experienced in Disney within two monorail versions, but I feel like the current monorails are the monorails I know when it comes to Disney. So to
they're certainly the monorails I know. Yeah,
right. So to me, those monorails are just, you know, iconic, right? So even if they aren't the, like you said, do they look dated or not? I really can't say because that's just a monorail to me. So, you know, even the same ones, I feel like, with maybe just some new insides, because I know there's a lot of changes that have come since then. I think that would be really nice. Not even just from because of the issues the monorails have had, but just because they could use a refurb, right? And a technical, like, full top to bottom, let's make this thing as good as it can be.
Yeah, make it back to how they were when they were new. Really, I mean, that would be fine with me. I just think if you're going to go for that with the current design, like, you might as well put a new design in.
Hmm. Okay, so that's kind of the stuff. That's where your mind went. which is a good one, a very good one.
It's not quite as blue sky as your unlimited everything.
Well, and I would say mine was probably a bit more selfish. So what about Star Wars Land being expanded to its own gate? Take Star Wars Land and, you know, Galaxy's Edge and do the thing, you know, add some more to it and then just create an entirely separate gate based on that. And have Star Wars Land be its thing and Disney's Hollywood Studios be its...
Do you think they could really pull that off after opening it as a part of Hollywood Studios?
Easily, no. But I do think it could be done. I mean, I don't know, because it would be so weird with two fireworks shows going on, and how do you completely wall off one from the other, and you would have to... add on to Disney's Hollywood Studios to make it work without Star Wars being a part of it. I mean, just from a perspective of stuff to do, right? Galaxy's Edge is adding a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you took that away because it became its own gate. But I feel like the Star Wars universe has enough going on for it that it could benefit from having its own gate, right? And I don't really want Star Wars to take over Disney's Hollywood Studios, because I feel like Disney's Hollywood Studios has enough of its own, and I'm not saying that it's going to, but I would be interested in seeing more Star Wars stuff, and I just feel like maybe the best way of getting that is from its own gate.
I don't think they could pull off making that its own gate. Like, I think the second that they announced this was going to be a part of Disney's Hollywood Studios and a part of Disneyland, they took the whole its own gate thing off the table. And I think maybe a reason that it's not its own gate at Walt Disney World is that they didn't have the room to make it its own gate at Disneyland, and they didn't want to have Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland be a part, you know, be a land at Disneyland, and Galaxy's Edge at Walt Disney World be its own gate. Because I don't think it matters as much that it's its own gate at Disney World, because, like, I think most people who go to Walt Disney World are getting, you know, 7-day tickets and park hoppers, and so the difference between going to a different land in the Magic Kingdom and going to a different gate are less important than at Disneyland, but they also don't have the room. You know, part of the Disneyland thing was they had to, like, move a bunch of office buildings and knock them down, and just, like, they're so crammed for space in Anaheim that it's, you know, ridiculous. But I think part of the reason that it's not its own gate at Disney World is because it couldn't be its own gate at Disneyland.
Yeah, and here's part B of that same wish. Let's embrace differences between all the parks.
Sure.
I was about to say the two parks, but between all the parks. Disneyland can have things that Walt Disney World doesn't have. Walt Disney World can have things that Disneyland doesn't have, and that's okay, you know?
Well, and they would have had to say, like, it's called Black Spire Outpost at Disneyland and Star Wars Galaxy's Edge at Walt Disney World. And they would have had to have made them different. You know, as far as I know right now, they are pretty much carbon copies of each other, which I assume, I'm no theme parkologist, but I assume that makes it much cheaper, because they're basically just building two identical, you know, or nearly identical versions of the same thing. Whereas if they had a Black Spire Outpost at Disneyland and in a Star Wars Galaxy's Edge at Disney World, it would have increased the cost, because that's two different designs and two different sets of attractions and all the, you know, building and programming and all that stuff basically.
Sure.
Gets
R&D isn't cheap, and
yeah,
to be able to add on to the experience, it's easiest to just copy paste. And I get that. But
to speak to your thing about making it its own gate at Walt Disney World, I don't think that they can do that. I think since they've announced that it's going to be part of Hollywood Studios, it cannot ever be not part of Hollywood Studios. I would think it's more likely that Disney's Hollywood Studios, like Star Wars, will subsume all of Hollywood Studios, and Tower of Terror will become some Star Wars attraction, and Rock and Roller Coaster will become Star Wars, and Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular will become Luke Skywalker Stunt Spectacular. But other than that,
it will be exactly the same. Still have the Nazis, still have the boulder. It'll just literally all they're going to do is replace the guy who is Indiana Jones with Luke Skywalker.
It'll be Mark Hamill's stunt double, and he'll just talk about how much he loved Indiana Jones and how cool it would be if Star Wars and Indiana Jones were the same movie.
Except for that part where he like stares down the boulder and tries to use the Force and then fails miserably and gets crushed by the boulder.
And is killed.
Wow, that took a dark turn really quick, dude. I mean, you went down the rabbit hole. But yes, and I guess that's the thing is I can see that happen. I can see that happening. And I think that's also part of the reason why I would like to see it become its own thing, right? I want it to be the David S. Pumpkins of parks.
And Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular is part of it.
Okay, so anyway, that's my wish. Now, what's your second wish, Jeremy?
So I would like for Disney to have a renewed interest in non-ride-based attractions. So things like Streetmosphere, like Citizens of Hollywood, like the glass blowing at the Crystal Palace where you can go and watch the guy make, you know, blow glass. The Tree of Life, the little show, you know, that is hardly noticeable on the Tree of Life in Animal Kingdom. All those kind of things, you know, the Citizens of Hollywood especially are like one of my favorite things at Walt Disney World. I eat that stuff up. I love those characters. I love when they do their stand-up comedy contest, and I love that I can yell, you know, as the car with the mayor is driving down Hollywood Boulevard, I can yell, "Mr. Mayor," and he will look at me and strike a, you know, pose like he's on, you know, the campaign trail. And I just love that stuff.
So would this include things like the Dapper Dans and the Jammeters, or or, you know, even like the guy who's riding in the robot at Pandora, the Moara Valley, whatever it's.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, so I don't consider that. I consider that more of a meet and greet.
Okay.
Type deal. I mean, but yeah.
Well, because fine. And the only reason I say this is because like he actually has a show where he's like walking back and forth and talking to people about how the powered exoskeleton suit, whatever those I can't remember what those things are called, but there's more to it than just, you know, like when Goofy comes out and everybody gets in line to take pictures. Like there's actually a show that's involved with what he's doing, sort of a thing. So just more stuff like that.
And I the Dapper Dans, you know, I think that's an attraction because you can sit there and either listen to them sing one song or listen to them sing 10 songs as long as they're out. Like, I consider that stuff to be attractions in that, you know, it's something to do that you can choose to, you know, stop and do. Whereas that, and I haven't seen the guy in Pandora, so I don't really know. I can't really speak to whether that's, you know, technically what I would consider an attraction. But yeah, I mean, stuff like that, even making the, you know, photo opportunities more personal would be fine.
And I think with, you know, more and more fast pass happening and mobile ordering and, you know, all these different things that serve to try to cut down on the lines in which you're actively engaged and waiting in, those sorts of things have more, value, I guess?
I think there's more need for them as you have more people, you have less people waiting and more people in the parks walking around. I think there's a lot more need for things to do between, you know, the big things.
I agree. So I guess my only other wish, and I really don't think this is a long shot, would be, you know, whether it's monorail, whether it's the Skyway, some form of basically joining more of the things together in ways that aren't buses. And not because I'm like trying to be down on the buses, but I feel like there are, you know, they've got these other transportation methods that are easier to easier to do in ways that, you know, you don't get stuck in traffic in one, and more fun to do. And I would just like to see, you know, I just don't want to see the Skyway like be this really cool thing that joins together, what, 3 or 4 resorts and 2 parks, and just see it stop there. I want to see something, you know, actually join together all of the things.
Yeah. Well, and I mean that last week when I was talking about, you know, when I went on your
monorant.
My monorant, yes. Man, I wish you'd have said that last week, because that would have been a much better title than what I chose. When I went on my monorant, I would much rather take a fun mode of transportation that takes longer than the bus. Because I feel like the bus is a utilitarian, people-eating, people mover. And I think the monorail or the Skyway or whatever else they could come up with, even the ferry and the friendship boats, like there's just something more fun about those non-traditional, non-traditional or irregular forms of transportation. You know, you can take a bus anywhere, but a little boat or a ferry boat, you know, it just feels cooler. And so I wish more than anything, I think, that the monorails would go to every resort and to every park. Because you better believe that I would take the monorail from Coronado Springs or better yet, I would love to take the monorail from the California, from the Contemporary after I get done with dinner at the California Grill back to my hotel. I think that would be amazing to get on the monorail at the Contemporary, and even if it takes 30 minutes.
And even if you maybe have to change monorails once or twice.
Yeah, in a train change, I would much rather do that. Especially since Disney and the Walt Disney World app has turn-by-turn directions that tell you exactly what you need to do. There are routes in that app that tell you, get on the monorail, get off at the Magic Kingdom, walk over to the bus stations, you know, get on the bus to the Grand Floridian or whatever. It wouldn't say Grand Floridian, but get on
then to the Grand Floridian, then go to Animal Kingdom,
yeah,
then go back to your resort.
Get on the bus to Caribbean Beach. And like, they have the technology to route people through multiple monorail lines. So even if it did, you know, you get to a TTC type thing where I have to get off of the one monorail line and get onto another one, that's fine. I would much prefer to do that. I would love if the monorail became like a standard get anywhere from anywhere type of transportation.
Oh, can I have one last Christmas wish?
Absolutely. You get unlimited, bud.
The Skyway, you know, there are so many attractions on Disney that there are so many attractions at Disney that I'd love to be on when they go 101. I don't ever want to be on the Skyway when it goes 101. So that's my other one, is not to get stuck on the Skyway if it ever breaks down for any period of time.
I would say too, I don't ever want to be on the monorail when they break down, because I've seen the way that they get people off of the monorail when it's like broken and beyond fixing. And it's scary. Like, I would hate to have to step out of the monorail onto a scissor lift or a cherry picker or something and one by one unload that thing. It would take hours. So I would add to your
not to get stuck on any alternative mode of transportation.
Yeah.
When it goes 101.
those real fun alternative transportation modes we were talking about, let's not get stuck on those. Oh gosh, can you imagine getting stuck on the ferry right out in the middle of Bay Lake?
I would actually be, because of my fear of heights, way more okay with that than being stuck on the sky thing.
Or the friendship boats. What if, I
I can just jump out, dude. I can just jump out and take a quick little swim.
What if you were like 20 or 30 feet from the dock and the boat just broke and so you're just like sitting there still?
I'm just going to chill, enjoy the, you know, maybe take my shoelaces off, do a little fishing. I'm good. So much better than being stuck in the sky.
I will agree. It is so much better than being stuck in the sky. Well, I also had one more Christmas wish since you got three.
Yes.
Mine is fewer IP-based attractions. And I would say it's fewer Disney IP-based attractions.
I'm okay. Fewer existing IP-based attractions.
I guess so. I'm okay with stuff like Tower of Terror because that doesn't rely on it being Twilight Zone. It could just be a creepy, like if they changed the pre-show from a Rod Serling impersonator to,
I don't know, maybe it is like some collector's house and he gets this weird idol and suddenly everything goes wonky. I mean, that could be a really cool story for that place.
Could be. And like Rock and Roller Coaster, that really, Aerosmith does nothing for me. That could be any band or a fake band. That to me is a launched roller coaster that's very, very fun to ride. So just fewer Disney-based IP things. Like the difference between, and gosh, I hate to bring this back up, but the difference between Maelstrom and the Frozen Ever After, or the Frozen, what's it called?
Frozen Ever After, and I could have sworn I said no bummers, and you've... There have been quite a few bummers here, buddy.
I'm sorry. But
anyway.
The difference between that, like I would love to see them introduce more rides that don't have movie tie-ins.
A ride whose tie-in is the ride in this brand new, which is scary. And I completely get why they, you know, if you've got a proven commodity and you know people are going to want to, like, people aren't going on Frozen Ever After going, you know what? I really want to go on this because I sure hope it's a good attraction. And I think this could be really interesting. They're going on it because they want to see and that is not limited for Frozen Ever After. That is any of the, you know, sure, the mini adventures of Winnie the Pooh. You're not going on, like, you're going on that because of Winnie the Pooh, right? Or even Peter Pan's Flight.
Mm-hmm.
So I get why you want, you know, that gives somebody a reason to get on in the first place.
And I absolutely do not want to do away with anything that's existing. I just think that it would be cool if we had more non-IP based stuff.
How about just a healthy, and you know what, that's your wish and I'm totally cool with it, but I would even just take a healthy balance of IP and non-IP stuff.
Sure.
Like, you don't have to get rid of the IP-based stuff, but let's throw in a few more Carousel of Progress, Maelstrom.
Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, there you go. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Jungle Cruise, Pirates, like you said, I mean, they've made a movie, you know, based on it, but that was an original IP.
I'm totally cool with movies being made because Pirates of the Caribbean, the Haunted Mansion.
Right.
Like, if things come after,
it's not the attraction's fault that a movie was made after it. But that's, yes, I would say that's what I mean, is to have a healthy balance and for Imagineering to not be afraid to say, like, we have this cool idea for a roller coaster at Epcot and to not have to have it be Guardians of the Galaxy. And maybe it won't be based on when the movie, with all this movie stuff happening, maybe the next year's D23, they're going to say, hey, that roller coaster at Epcot's going to be
Spaceman theme now. Just Spaceman.
Space protectors with Grax and Brute.
Yes.
And Shimora.
IR Brute.
Yeah. I think that'll do it for this episode. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. You can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.